You know, we are in a country where there are major divisions, but from the party of Jacob Zuma, the MK party, or the party that he has said he's going to campaign for, there's an excitement, understandably. And from the side of the ANC, it is going to be a problem also from other parties, because the former president continues to enjoy a lot of support on the ground. And also, people are not happy with how he has been treated by the courts. So this outcome restores a certain degree of faith that not all judges see things the same way. For our democracy, it's also a good news that the notion of the will of the people has been vindicated. And people were asking, what are the people so afraid of? If Zuma is damaged goods, why not have him and let the people decide?
So, Professor, let me ask you, can you answer that question? What are the people afraid of?
Well, my sense is that we are in a democracy where we say we need a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And that translates into making sure that the will of the people is not hampered by legal sophistry or technicalities. And what the Electoral Court decided to do is to lean more heavily on that part, which is the Bill of Rights, that the South Africans have experienced a situation where you did not have legitimacy. And legitimacy can only be attained when the people are allowed to elect the governors.
The Electoral Commission was simply acting on the law when it excluded former President Jacob Zuma. Did the court in its ruling say why it was reversing that decision?
Well, it has not given yet the reasons, but what it said is that the section that the Electoral Commission was relying on cannot supersede the founding values and principles of our constitution that are enshrined in the Bill of Rights.
The MK party is not the dominant party in South Africa. So do you see any political implications in this ruling?
Yeah, they are very seriously so. One is that the ANC, which is the dominant party, has actually shown that it is very concerned by the growth of that party, mainly because it understands that the people who are likely to vote for the MK party are the very same people who would normally vote for the ANC. So it sees the party as threatening its dominance.